It has been one Earth month since the F-01 campaign ended in the destruction of the seemingly impregnable fortress of the Imperial Master. The F-01 has not been heard of since its victory. The destruction of the fortress has created a power vacuum within the Thalian zone. The surviving Alliance commanders gather their forces, biding their time as the threat of civil war rumbles closer. Meanwhile, the crew of the X-Bomber have returned home to a devastated world. The Earth Defense Forces are crippled, with few pilots and crafts remaining. The X-Bomber itself was badly damaged as a result of its encounters with the Imperial Alliance and is in its subterranean space dock on the moon undergoing repairs. The X-Bomber's crew have been extensively debriefed and are on leave at Moonbase following their year-long ordeal. With the Alliance threatening to tear its own throat out and the solar system barely able to defend itself, neither side is in a position to bring a definitive end to the conflict begun by the F-01 campaign. That, however, may change sooner than either side could possibly predict, for the Imperial Master was not imprudent. He knew that the F-01 had enough power to destroy his fortress, and with that destruction, a continuous signal from the fortress to the Thalian zone ended, triggering a beginning. Near the outer limits of the Thalian zone, the Imperial flagship Kalar opens fire on another Imperial battlecruiser, the Catharus.
Launch drone craft when ready. Divert auxiliary power to primary weapon systems and lock on their engines. Bring us standard around to 045 mark 070. Full quantum speed. Fire at will. This time we'll finish these rebels.
Yes, Captain Magellan. Captain, our fighters are launched.
Good. Begin track.
Engineer, report! Has our engine room taken damage?
Negative, Captain. Power generation is optimal, but an unknown system is drawing on all available power.
What do you mean, unknown system?
Last readouts indicated power drain originated from Deck 13, Sector 13. I am not aware of any major systems in that area which might cause such a drain. Source of power drain is therefore unknown.
Do we have communications?
Internal communications only. Craft remaining on board could be used to relay messages to fleet.
Very well. Until this drain is stopped, we are at a tactical disadvantage. I will investigate personally. Order the fleet to provide us with cover and retreat at best possible speed until power is restored. Then re-engage.
By your guidance.
Deck 13.
No power. Splendid.
Magellan to bridge! Report!
The Catharsis has broken through our defensive perimeter and is advancing. Power drain has ended, and systems are returning to normal. Tactical systems will be fully operational in 2 minutes.
When will the Catharsis be in weapons range?
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Maximum power to engines. Evasive maneuvers.
No!
No!
You dare contradict my order?
I do, for I am your superior.
Commander Marlock, the target vessel is turning toward us.
What? What are they? Imperial Master? But we thought...
Silence, Commander Marlock! I am aware of what you and the others like you believed. Your misguided attempts to wrest control of the Empire merely demonstrate your short-sightedness. Even now, you are blind to the truth. The Imperial Master's body was destroyed, but his essence, his power, lives on. Confined by the accursed F-01. I was to be the Master's heir. the receptacle for his power when combined with that of the F-01. That power is now beyond my own reach, but I will serve the Master and stand in his place until his rebirth can be achieved.
You are nothing but a holographic mockery of the Imperial Master, a ploy by Magellan to delay his imminent destruction. You dare lay claim to the Imperial throne? I will destroy. Destroy!
Have my chamber below transfer to the Catharsis when repairs to that vessel are complete. I must travel to the Sicarina, at the very heart of the zone, in order for the Imperial Master to be reborn, and I will require sustenance during the journey.
Sustenance, Lord?
As I told Marlock, I was to be the vessel of the Imperial Master's power. Without access to his power, I am not at my full strength. When the Master's fortress was destroyed, the process leading to my activation was triggered. A fail-safe mechanism. The energy taken from the Kalar completed my awakening. I cannot fulfill my original role of containing the Master's powers now that I have been activated by the Kalar's energy alone. I function now only to bring about his rebirth, and without his power to drive me, I must draw upon other sources. Nevertheless, I retain certain aspects of his abilities, as Commander Marlock discovered to his cost. I trust that no further displays of my power will be necessary.
I pray forgiveness for my earlier reaction to your appearance, my lord. I had no knowledge of your presence aboard the Kalar, so believed you to be an intruder to be dealt with accordingly. I would urge you to stay aboard the Kalar. It will provide you with better protection than the Catharsis.
Commander Magellan, had I disapproved of your reaction to me, I would not be speaking with you now. Once the Kalar is repaired and armed with a full fleet, it will be leaving the Thalian Zone for Earth's solar system. The mission requires the particular talents of this vessel. We must reach our targets as rapidly as possible, which requires that I leave for Escarina on the Catharsis while you head for Earth. Have your communications officer broadcast the events of the last hour to all Imperial forces in the zone. I do not anticipate further difficulties with discipline. I will give you more detailed orders prior to my departure.
By your divine guidance.
Written by Andy Thomas. Produced and directed by Ben Page. Music by Brad Smith and Paul Bliss. Special sound effects by Pierce Bell. Starring Scotty Vinicombe as Captain Magellan, the Termites, and the Imperial Air. April Smith as Commander Morlock. David Chapman as the narrator. Appearing on sfxb.co.uk by special arrangement. Genesis is copyright Andy Thomas, dramatized by permission. Starfleet is public domain in the United States. The current copyright owners of other versions are unknown.